she takes my breath away. But she's making me tease with every step that I take. With my lip right lift, I'm marching in place, chasing down a girl with an angel's face. If I keep this pace, I'm gonna lose my feet. So every day that she's away, I just stop and remember to breathe. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. She needs more than a token to glitter and shine. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. Look at her eyes, they glitter and shine. Well, she's so fine, so divine, with a heartbeat that breaks down water for wine. Each sip is just a kiss from her lips to her tips. Touch is just a glimpse of what love is. You'll never forget the mistakes I made, but forgiveness could raise a heart from a grave and redeem what seemed to be 6 feet deep. Till it's dead, I'll be such a stop and remember to breathe. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. She needs more than a talk on to glitter and shine. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. Sleeve, each drop is just a piece to a puddle of knees, dripping away dreams like a slow IV. It's a tic-tac drip drop, love disease with pain so bad I bring it to your knees. Tears so thick they turn in lakes to seas. I can't swim so I'm drowning deep. Rashes is away, I just stop and remember to breathe. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken. She needs more than a talk on to glitter and shine. She's so heartbroken with the words unspoken.
Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the Creep songs. Those are running CDs in circles. You just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. I heard a comedian talk about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Comes to life, and I see it out in the light. My feelings, my demons strong. I need it to carry on. I can feel it I can see it when I see the sunrise. I can feel it, I can feel your eyes. And I need a sign. I need a sign. Long gone the days when we could sit upon your porch. Never had to think of what to say. Nothing forced. I need a sign. If you were here, what would I give? I've got your blood inside my veins. You taught me how to live. I need a sign. I need a sign. Wait for you to come to me like a dream. And I look for something every day in between. And I miss your hands, I miss your strength. I need you. My vision of you to fade away. 'Cause I need a sign. Thank you.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com/radio, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. With me tonight is Brad Abbott. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So we were just talking off the air that you introduced yourself to the show by listening to my show, or yeah, the show with Steve Hawk. This is going to be an interesting one. I have stuff scripted and I still can't talk. And you mentioned you had some shows scheduled in the near future with him. You want to mention those? We'll start. We'll do this all backwards.
Sounds good. We're doing April 6th out in Uniontown with a couple other awesome bands. Pat and Talion are going to be there. So that's going to be a good time. And later on down the road, I believe I have something else coming up with Steve Hawk.
Yeah, it's like May 4th at Wishes Bar and Grill.
Yes.
I cheated. I have it in front of me.
That is awesome. That is awesome because I don't have it in front of me, so that helps me out a lot.
It's bradabbottmusic.com. There are two B's and two T's in Abbott.
Yes.
There. We took care of that off the
bat. Thank you. Thank you. A lot of people miss that, and I totally get it. I totally get it because there's a lot of Abbotts, and there's two different ways to spell it, so like I don't get mad, but yeah, it gets missed all the time.
You have a short name that should be easy, and then I have a long name that everybody butchers.
So what is the proper pronunciation?
Well, are we talking from Italy or how we pronounce it today?
Oh, dude, go Italy all the way.
So if in Italian, it'd be Damiano.
I like it.
But we go Damiano.
Yeah, I gotcha.
We go with the Pittsburgh E's pronunciation.
Got to take pride in Pittsburgh, man.
My Italian professor in college used to love that I was late all the time because he could yell at me and use my last name.
And of course, he had that Italian accent going on when he did it.
He did.
So it sounded so all
I,
like.
I saw how much he enjoyed it, so I just kept coming late.
Right on. Right on. I didn't have as good of an excuse to be late, but I was still always late.
So let's delve a little bit into Brad Abbott.
Okay, so where do we start? that's kind of a curveball.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, so we're going to start with a question you probably heard in that episode. And that's, what bands and albums would we find if we looked at your music collection?
Right now, my favorite is Guster. I could listen to any of their albums front to back, no matter, like, as many times. It doesn't even matter. Augustin is another one. Augustin is a great band. And even more recently, something that's a little more mainstream is The Revivalists. They have a new one out, actually, a new album called Take Good Care, and I've been bumping that lately. So that's what you'd find right now.
How about, you have any local musicians in your collection?
Absolutely. I like to bump Steve Hawk on Spotify. Listen to a bit of Highway Louie. Their song Cosmos is pretty sick.
They are next week.
Awesome. Awesome. And then I try to listen to a buddy of mine, Jay Michaels, puts out little beatboxing videos here and there. And I'll see him occasionally pop up, and I like to bump them on the Bluetooth because he just does such a cool thing when it cut, like, with the guitar and the beatboxing, and he has like a real poppy voice. So it puts you in a good mood. So anytime I come across that, I like to put the Bluetooth on and throw that on.
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, and I didn't have this question typed ahead of time.
Okay.
So if you were going to put a band together and to manage, so you're not allowed to be in it.
Okay.
What local musicians would you put in the band, and what genre would they play?
Oh. Well,
I don't think I asked Steve that one.
See, that is a curveball, man, because there's so many good ones, and I feel like I would have to single so many people out. But I got to go with the people I know, man. The guys in Sour Loon are just an incredible bunch. So I don't even think I would need to interchange with anyone. I just think going with who Sour Loon is as right now would be a great band to have any kind of part in.
So you're just going to step in and offer to manage them then?
No. I think they do quite a good job on their own, and I'm not really the management type. That's probably kind of the one thing I struggle most with, actually. So, but if I were to, like, if it was either I have to manage a band or die, I would manage Sauerland.
So you were in Sauerland at one point, correct?
I was, yes.
You played guitar?
I played guitar and sang.
That's as far as I got in your about.
Right.
I saw it in there.
Yeah. And that was for about a year and a half. And some personal circumstances came up on my end. And it wasn't fair to those guys, like my lack of involvement. So that kind of led to me saying, hey, guys, you know, do what you need to do. But I don't think I'm right for this right now. And as unfortunate as that is, I think it was for the better, like for them and in the long run for me too, because I had like some real dark stuff going on. So I had to get through that. And they ended up getting their original singer back, Justin, who, as you can imagine, already had a great vibe going with them. They were great friends. And Justin's an awesome dude too. He plays not only at Sauerland, but he does a solo thing on the side, the Justin Westwood Experiment. And, you know, real like awesome guitar player, really good singer. And just that group together, you can tell there's just such great chemistry. And it comes through on stage. And they have this place called The Bunker. It's like a little private bar where they practice. And you go up there and, you know, you can go up and hang out and just chill with the guys. And it's just a super awesome group. Like, I always wished I grew up in the 70s because that's like when, to me, music was at its peak. Like, I listened to a lot of like the Neil Young and the Woodstock stuff. And that to me is like my portal to that era. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it takes me back.
And you're segueing to a question I was going to ask in the second segment, so I'm going to ask it now. If you could go back in time and spend 1 year observing any musician or band, who would you observe and when?
Okay. So I'm bad with exact years, but I would definitely go, 70s era Neil Young. You know, just to see him and all his iterations and what he did. Even go further back than that, like with the Buffalo Springfield stuff. And, you know, he just did so much stuff with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And his versatility was amazing. So I would love to observe that.
I get two types of answers to that. Usually the type you just gave or the I want to go party with.
Now, if you're talking partying... I don't know. That'd be a tougher pick. I'd have to go 80s with that.
Who would you follow then, do you think?
Anyone who was just crazy. I don't know, man. See, I don't know enough about the individual artists from the 80s because I didn't really dive that into it. But I have a general feel for what the vibe of the 80s scene was, like the crazy clubs and the just... being over hyper reactive, and it just sounds like it would be a good time.
I am. So I ask that question all the time. I've never really thought about it myself.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. That's not very fair of me.
Hey, man, I kind of expected it. I was looking forward to the kind of impromptu thing. I mean, it kind of like it is a little bit intimidating, and I'm a little nervous, but I mean, it is what it is. It kind of feels like being on stage a little bit.
Do you have any interesting or embarrassing stories about your time as a musician?
Interesting or embarrassing? Ooh, okay. Well, no, I mean, I don't know what would be particularly interesting to other people. I don't really want to get into anything too embarrassing, but, to me, the best part of my story is the origin of it. I had a friend from a different high school who was involved in a band back in the day, Shirts Versus Skins. His name's Andrew. And he introduced me to the Keynote Cafe when he was doing a stand-up comedy gig. Met Jill. She invited me to play. I went up there with my acoustic guitar, and I was so nervous. I didn't even know if I was going to be able to make it through a song, but I did a whole set, and the place was really supportive and receptive. So it was inspiring, and I kind of realized then that I wanted to continue to do it. So from that point on, I tried to learn a little more about music and pursue bandmates and try to get things going. But it started out with like a little solo thing at the Keynote and blossomed.
Was that the moment that you wanted, that you realized you wanted to be a musician, or was there something that happened before that?
Well, no, that's not the moment I realized I wanted to be a musician. Well, I realized I wanted to play guitar earlier than that, but yeah. So in a way, yeah, that's the moment that I realized that I wanted to be a serious musician and go on stage regularly and try to, because there's nothing that compares to that feeling you get when people are enjoying something that you wrote. Like, I that probably sounds kind of egotistical in a sense, and I don't really feel it in that way, but it's just like they appreciate it. Like, it, in normal everyday conversation, you don't always get listened to, and when someone hears a song that you wrote and claps for it and gets involved with it, it's like, oh wow, like it's someone's hearing it, and it's a feeling like nothing else.
So you mentioned writing songs and having people listen to them. We're going to be playing your show, the song, the TV. See, I was thinking show TV.
I gotcha. So
we're going to be playing your show. I did it again. Your song, and I'm leaving this in here because it's funny. We're going to play your song, the TV, up next. Do you want to give us a little bit of insight about the song, maybe the writing process or what it's about?
Yeah, the TV is kind of about what I was seeing in the world at the time, and it's still going on now. It just seems like we're letting ourselves get torn apart at the seams by the media, and it's all one side versus the other, and everyone's, you know, kind of slinging stuff at each other, and we don't realize so much that we have to be one anymore. And I think the media and the TV has a lot to do with that. And, you know, as the song starts out, the first line of it is, don't turn on the TV. It's something that I try not to do because I found that I was just, it's like toxic almost sometimes to certain people. Like if you take in too much of it, to me, like I felt like there was a point in time where I was actually becoming hateful and I got real scared and like, I just had to stop, and that's kind of where the TV came from.
So we're going to take a moment and listen to The TV by Brad Abbott.
So I don't want to recommend anybody because I don't want to put you on the spot, like if you don't have
them. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
You could try, though. I mean, we could test my
collection. Well, what about Steve Hawk?
I know you have Steve Hawk. That's perfect.
So yeah, play some Steve Hawk, man. He's awesome.
Yeah, I'll even tell you which songs I have and let you choose from there. Although I need to go to a different folder.
I don't know. It's got to be Glutton for Punishment.
If I have that, I do have that. Awesome. And I think I played his other song when I did his interview. I think I played Heartsick in the Basement. So that's
okay. Perfect. Yeah, that's a good one too.
But okay, so we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to The TV by Brad Abbott and Glutton for Punishment by Steve Hawk. And we will be right back.
Turn on the TV. There's nothing to see. Lies upon lies and torn up families. In a world that's turned ugly, it's hard to believe that anything could save us, that we'll ever be free. So where do we go? Is there a path we could take? Is there something someone needs to say? Yeah. And seeing is believing, so they pull the curtain.
turn the truth. 'Cause in a world that's divided, they can never lose. So where do we go? Is there a path we could take? To see just more of lies, blood and tears and
things to me, then tell me that you love me. Do anything to me, I know that you can. I'm a glutton for punishment, sucker when you banish me, and now you're gone. Take what you can. They use me, even though they're underfoot. They break me, I guess I'm too good. That's why I must explain that I'm not finished yet. I'm just a glutton for punishment. Yeah, punish me with lies, make me break all my ties, but I love you anyway. Punish me with lies, punish me with your lies. Talk about me behind the walls. I see you laughing when I take my fall. Now I must explain that I'm not finished yet. I'm just a glutton for punishment. Yeah, punish me with lies, make me break all my ties, but I love you anyway. Punish me with lies, punish me with your lies. Yeah. Lies over lies, 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 over lies. Do wicked things to me, then tell me that you love me. Do anything to me, because I know that you can. I'm a glutton for punishment, sucker when you banish me, and now you're gone. Take what you can. Take what you can. Take what you can. Take what you can.
Hey, it's Bill. If you're tuned into one of the radio stations and you missed the first segment, you can go to parockshow.com 24/7 to check out this episode and any others. With me tonight is Brad Abbott, and we were discussing some things like his influences and local musicians that he listens to, interesting or embarrassing stories, although he kind of avoided that one. and things like that. You know, if you've listened to the show, you have a pretty good idea of what we talked about, but you don't know his answers. Hey, Brad. So I have another question for you, and this one I actually came up with right before I called you. I was watching the Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
Okay.
And there was something really similar to this question. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask that and see how it works. So if there were only 2 days left for human life on Earth, and you had 1 day to get somewhere and 1 day to spend there, where would you go and who would you go with?
All right. Well, I would go with my wife.
That's a good call.
To where? I don't know. If there's only 2 days to go, I'd probably try to go wherever's the least dangerous and try to last a little longer than the 2 days if I could. But I don't know where that would be.
There's a bunker in Kennywood.
Well, dude, I'd go to Kennywood. If I knew there was a bunker in Kennywood, that's definitely where I'd shoot for.
It is.
But then again, that might overcrowd.
It might. Especially if I now announce where it is. It's under the Parkside Terrace.
Well, there's a couple little fallout shelter signs that I've seen, like in downtown Irwin, too. So maybe I'll like sneak off to one of them.
You could go to the fallout shelter and have a show.
Could do that. But is it actually fortified, though?
I don't know.
See, like, I'm trying to avoid the nukes or whatever's going down for this like 2 day apocalypse thing we got going on.
See, and you used the word apocalypse, and now I need to bring in my other question. So, if the apocalypse was coming, which definitely plays right into this question, and only one of your songs was going to survive for those people that did make it into the bunkers, which song would you want to survive to help help replenish the humans on Earth?
Oh, man. Oh, Living for the Moment.
And why that one?
Which, it's just the most personal song I've written. So, I don't know. And that one kind of ties into my wife a little more, too. So, that's another, like, safe call on my part. But I wrote that one a little bit before our wedding. I'd go with that one.
In honor of the upcoming Motley Crue biopic The Dirt, which is being released the same day as this show, actually, if they were to make a biopic about your life as a musician, what would the movie be called and who would play you?
Probably Idiot, and that would
that's
be
not
the title.
Very nice.
No, I just feel like that would be the general consensus. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, that would be kind of like the plot of the movie.
Dude, where's my car?
So I guess it would be Ashton Kutcher playing me then. But I don't think, maybe not Ashton Kutcher. I think they usually portray him as more attractive. And we would need someone that's like a total, like, no, like just
you,
to add to like
need
the
some help with your self-confidence,
well,
I think.
maybe that's it. But I also try to like, I try to have like a comical side. And if,
well,
you know,
Ashton does play in all comedies.
That is true. So yeah, we'll just go with Ashton Kutcher. I'm pretty sure he was voted like hottest man alive 1 year too. So that'd be cool if I could like maybe get that too.
Okay, so I'm out of questions now. So now we're going to freelance a little. If you could join any band that is currently out there playing, and maybe join as another musician, like nothing happened to anybody in the band or nobody's leaving.
Okay.
Which band would you like to join?
Probably Guster. Yeah, I would go with Guster for sure. They have a certain vibe about themselves, a real like lighthearted yet serious about music. They're awesome musicians. They're all multi-instrumentalists. And I think I would learn a lot from them, and it would also be a good time.
Fair enough. who do you wish would join you on stage?
Oh.
Like, damn it, man.
I would have to go back to Neil Young on that one. You know, for one thing, he's still alive, so that's a plus. And
that is very helpful.
Yes. So that would be like a weird kind of new musical necrophilia thing going on. But yeah, I would go with Neil Young just because he's acoustic and I get so much of my influence from him and, you know, similar style kind of thing going.
So this is going to seem like it's out of left field for a second, but today I was in my sixth grade social studies class and two of the girls were talking and I was like, "Hey, what are you doing over there?" And they're like, "We're talking about Johnny Cash." I was like, "What?"
Yeah, that's a surprise.
So then we talked about Johnny Cash for a few minutes. Cause, you know,
that is awesome to hear about that coming from a sixth grade class. Yeah.
You can't not talk about the Man in Black, and you know, that's history.
Absolutely. I can't get over how many people think he wrote the song Hurt.
Yeah, no.
I saw that come up on Trent, the internet the other day.
Trent Reznor?
Is he from Nine Inch Nails? Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. I never dove too much into them, so I don't know like their names, but I knew it was Nine Inch Nails.
It's Trent. That's the only one that really matters when you talk about Nine Inch Nails. In fact,
yeah, they did some crazy like off the wall
musicians.
Stuff.
Yeah, I think he's maybe Ohio is where he's from. Like, not that far from here.
Oh, okay. I never knew that.
See, now I'm going to Google it. If I had my phone, I would do the okay Google, but you're going to have to let me set my mic down and type for a moment.
All right.
Okay. Really? So, Michael Trent Reznor was born on May 17th, 1965 in Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
No way. That is awesome.
Yeah. Ohio. Yeah, a little closer than that. Let's see. He has German Irish ancestry. We're reading the Wikipedia here. And is a descendant of businessman George Reznor, who founded the heating and air conditioning manufacturer, the Reznor Company, in 1888. Okay, that's too much.
That's still pretty interesting, though.
Yeah,
to think that he came from Newcastle and
definitely
came from a heating company.
Definitely, yeah, and definitely made it big.
Yeah, big time, huge.
Let's see. How about if my listeners? This one should be an easy one for you. If my listeners wanted to get a copy of your newest album, Indestructible, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Where would they be able to get a copy of that?
That's available on iTunes, my website, bradabbottmusic.com, and pretty much any other like streaming platform or where you can buy digital downloads. It's pretty much available on all of them. And of course it shows.
So I have a couple websites. I have the parockshow.com and I have buildthescene.com and then I have podcastyourscene.com, and that one is basically links to a bunch of podcasts that are based on unsigned music. And I'm on your website and I click on the Independent Revolution and I'm like, huh, I think we need to talk about this.
Okay.
So tell me about the Independent Revolution.
The Independent Revolution was kind of spurred up. I was hosting shows at the Keynote last year and I wanted to kind of do something that showcased the musicians behind the music a little bit more and get the crowd a little more involved with their stories. So I figured after their sound check, ask them a couple questions about their origins and about their influences and stuff like that. It just kind of went from there. And just right before the last show, I decided, you know what, we'll do a YouTube aspect to it too, to maybe get it out to more people. And it's just kind of like an opportunity for these musicians to talk about themselves. I wanted to do something that I thought that I would enjoy as a musician and figured we'd try it out. We've had one run of it so far and the musicians seemed to enjoy it. The crowd definitely loved it. They were getting real involved and they were throwing me questions to ask, like, you should ask the next band this. And I just thought that was really cool. So that's kind of what that's all about. And of course it's at the Keynote Cafe and that just makes it mean so much more because it's like a hometown venue out here in Westmoreland County. It's done so much to help the local music scene blossom. So many musicians can call that place their home venue. And it just makes it really special to be hosting it there.
So this is ongoing?
Yeah, yeah, it's an ongoing thing. Every month, the fourth Friday of every month.
Ah, how would you feel about me adding it to that podcastyourscene.com page?
Oh, absolutely, go for it.
See,
that would be awesome.
I will get that added before the week is over.
Well, thank you very much, man.
I think I have 15 shows that are up there right now. Yeah, 15. And
okay, cool.
And only two of them are mine.
Well, hey, you can only do so many. You do a lot when it comes to local music. I see you posting stuff all the time, and you know you got multiple sites that you run and two podcasts. That's crazy.
Yeah, don't remind my wife.
Yeah, it can get hectic, I'm sure.
She was really into it before we had kids.
Uh-huh, I bet. And plus you're like teaching 5 days a week too, so that's yep. Got to be like that's a huge schedule.
Yeah, you'll notice now that you know of me, you'll notice in the summer that I put out a lot more than I do during the school year.
Understandable.
You'll see me post photos. Now I'm not nearly as good as the people with like First Angel Media or anybody like that. But I do some photography and I have help from Jonna from First Angel Media and Raina Pelly from Raina Pelly Art and Photography. And there's a group of photographers from New Kensington that will give me pointers. So I've gotten better over the years, but I'm nowhere near as good as those people.
Yeah, I see a lot of Jonna's photos all the time.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Taking all kind of awesome pictures, yeah.
And Amanda Baker, who works with her at First Angel Media, takes a lot of awesome ones. Raina Pelly, if you're not familiar with her, I definitely have to spell her name. It's R-E-I-N-A, and then Pelly is P-E-L-I. Check her out. She has pictures on both her art and photography page and her personal page, and they're phenomenal.
Awesome.
So she takes a lot of Rock for Life concert series photos.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that concert series?
I have not seen of it, no.
Okay. So this is the 20th year for that one. So I'm going to just throw out the domain because I talk about it all the time. So people can go check it out. It's rockforlifeconcert.com, and it raises money for children with terminal diseases. And we've lost a few in the almost 20 years, but it's done a lot of good. So if you are looking for something to do, check that out. They have outdoor shows in July, August, and September sometimes, and October. And it's $20. It's two nights. You can, it's all day. It's Friday night, all day Saturday, and you can camp out. And it's $20 covers everything. So
very cool. And it's going to a good cause, too.
That's right.
So I would, I'd love to check that out.
Hey, so enough of my advertisement. let's see. Looking at your website. I did see on your Facebook page that it says owner and founder of Abbott Independent Records. Is that a thing?
It's a very small thing. Back in 2014, I was with a band called Villa Manor, and we were, kind of new to things, and we figured, oh, well, let's like do something that's like super official. And so we were like, well, we'll start this little label. And we got a tax identification number and a bank account and threw like $70 in it and published our music on CD Baby, just to basically have an account where any money that we made from record sales would go, which ended up being like $12. So yeah, it was a really good thing that we did all that.
So $82. Well, I mean, you enjoy what you're doing, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And really, that's what it's about.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I mean, if I needed to make money to do this, I would have stopped on episode one.
Absolutely. I feel you 100%, man. You know, it's not really, it's never been about money. And if it is, you might be in it for the wrong reasons. And you're not really going to be too happy because you're not going to find too much money.
No.
So, you know, we definitely just do it for the passion. I think for everyone, it kind of starts out as a hobby and then it just gets more serious just because you love doing it so much. And whenever something comes up, you take it just because you know you're going to enjoy it.
For the people that have never gotten one of those royalty checks, how much do those checks usually have on them?
Well, I never got a physical check. It all went into like the online CD Baby account thing. But like as far as like streaming royalties, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. So that's because it's such a small portion and it's
fractions of a penny.
Yeah, it's like 0000000009.
So it's zero.
Yeah.
Effectively. Yeah, it's crazy. But it is what it is, man. You put it out just so people can hear it, and you want people to hear it. And if they download it and pay for it, cool. But if they want to get it on Spotify, hey, at least you're taking part and being involved, and I can appreciate that too.
But is there anything you want to discuss before I let you go off into the evening?
Well, I definitely wanted to touch on the Independent Revolution, and we kind of definitely already did that. I also do a series on YouTube called Late Night Sessions, which is getting revamped right now, trying to do it a little bit better. Back before when I did it, it was just one microphone and an acoustic guitar and the voice, and now I'm kind of doing a more full production thing.
One microphone and an acoustic guitar. That sounds like two turntables and a microphone.
Two turntables and a microphone. It was a very rudimentary thing. And that was kind of like the theme of it. But I'm like too self-conscious for that. So like I got to do it a little more studio-esque now.
Well, that's actually I'm going to advertise my own thing for a second. So my other podcast is called Three Questions and a Song. And that's literally what it is. You get asked three questions, and I play one of your songs. but it's not, I'm not painted in the corner of Pennsylvania and rock. I can do whoever.
I see. So you can touch on international acts.
That's right. Although I have done that on this show. I've talked to Hicks, who is a country artist from Sweden. I've played music from a band from Portugal. I have had Ed Roman on, who is from Canada. Where else? The first Get Out of Town segment that I ever did was from a band called Celtic Assault, and they were from Wales.
Wow.
So I do get international occasionally, but with the name The Pennsylvania Rock Show, it's hard to do. So the new podcast opens that up. So if anybody's out there listening and you're from anywhere, including Pennsylvania, if you have a new song that you want to promote and you're willing to answer three questions, send me an email at bill@builddescene.com and we'll take a listen and probably get you scheduled. And that one is a lot easier to do than this one.
I bet a little shorter.
Yes. And the longest one has been 16 minutes.
Wow. This is awesome, though.
Yeah, this is fun. I mean, if it wasn't, I wouldn't be into 15 years of it now. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I tell everyone it's a hobby, and they look at me cross-eyed. But
yeah, it's definitely a very demanding hobby.
And you clearly would know doing the Independent Revolution and the late night sessions, and yours is visual and audio.
Yeah, but I try to keep a fun aspect to it. Sometimes it doesn't really work and you get frustrated, but you know, it is what it is when you're enjoying what you're doing. And at the end of the day, you know, you might delete some stuff that you didn't want to or clip something wrong, and now you got to resync the video and it drives you mad up a wall.
Yeah, but I hate editing video. So this will never end up that way.
It's definitely the worst part of anything I do. If I could get rid of one thing that I do when it comes to music, it would have to be editing video. But the end result is sometimes worth it. So I keep doing it. Or at least I try to.
That qualifier there. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes it just ends up going trash bin and then empty. which is all right, frustrating, but all right.
I used to have another podcast. It was, and it can still be found on Build the Scene. You can listen to it. It's called Throwdown.
And okay.
The idea behind it was, I had quite a few local and regional musicians that would come on with me. I think we did 6 episodes, and we would talk about things that were going on in the music scene and ways to fix things, or what it was like to be a front man in a band, those kind of things. And unfortunately, when you have like 5 hosts, it's really hard to get everybody together at once. So that one kind of fell to the wayside.
I gotcha. Yeah. Same with bands.
Well, yeah. I was dealing with... I'm going to pull it up. I had the lead singer of After the Fall, the lead singer of the Hellfire Club, the lead singer of... wow, he was in Cage. He was in The Distinguished Gentleman. I can't remember what else he was in. And, yeah, so 3 lead singers and me. So you can imagine where that went sometimes.
Yeah, everyone's kind of trying to take the same lead.
Right.
Yeah, that happens.
And anyway, so that was Throwdown. And again, if you go to Podcast Your Scene or Build the Scene, they're really, you can get to all the podcasts by going to either of those. And actually, akmusicscene.com, too, will get you there. That's it.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4 episodes. So the reason I brought it up was there is another episode, but we had ended up recording like 3 hours. And when I sat down to edit it, I'm like, nope, I'm done. I just never did it. And that was the end.
That was that.
It's like, there's no way I can edit 3 hours down to an hour.
Oh, man. Getting carried away. Well, that usually means you're having a good time, though.
True.
So, I mean, that counts for something.
Hey, so this has been episode This has been the 454th episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. With me tonight was Brad Abbott. You can find him at bradabbottmusic.com, ABBOTT. If you were excited about what you heard tonight from me, because clearly you'll be excited about what you heard from Brad.
You're too kind.
There are some upcoming shows that you might want to check out. Next week we have Highway Louie, followed by Human Delusion. On April 12th will be FUBAR. We have Wretched Hive scheduled on the 19th. Feast on the Fallen on April 26th. Liveberg Studio. And if you're not familiar with that, you should check that out on Facebook. Liveberg Studio will be here to speak with us on May 3rd. On the 3 Questions and a Song, I believe we have Chip and the Charge Ups coming up on April 1st. And then Love Stallion will follow them. Recently we had John Vento and I'm completely blanking. Again, this is what 42 sounds like, if you're wondering.
Well, man, when you got so much going on, it's understandable. It's hard to keep it all balanced.
Okay, I'm going to click on the link. Let's see here. So, Silk 9 was March 15th's release. That was with their new song, I Won't Carry You. Before that, on March 1st, was John Vento and his song, Baby Blues. With Brady Novotny on the 15th of February and his song Passions Collide, which is really cool. There's some flamenco guitar work in there and rock in the same song. It's cool. Before that, we had some metal with Black Horizon. And on the very first episode, we had Richard Lynch. He was a country artist. And the pilot episode was with a band called the Cosmic Vultures out of Boston, Massachusetts, with some alternative rock. So we did kind of bounce around there a bit. And some blues, some country, some rock, some metal. I'd like to get a hip-hop band on. If anyone out there plays hip-hop and is interested, send that email.
Sweet, yeah, a little something for everyone.
That's right. That's not really my genre, which is why I want to go there.
Awesome.
So, okay, so check us out each and every week on the PA Rock Show. If you have an hour or more for your travel to work, that's the perfect show for you. If you have a shorter one, you should check out Three Questions and a Song. And if you're just hanging out somewhere, tune in to both of them. This has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show. We'll catch you next week.